Welcome to the patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big T popping bottles, let that bourbon flow. Father Forty Bears grilling food on deck. Gary Poppins with the chucks, hard to forget. DW Tim's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Prepping nerd, mixing drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, painted skies in a fire red hue. Patio vibes, bring you know the new crew. We got the patio life, good time feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
Welcome to the patio, everybody. It is hump day. We got a dang good show for y'all. We are in prime time. We normally like overlap into prime time. I've always considered myself prime time. Maybe not like
you're built like Deion Sanders, the
one without the toes, or the other.
You've been like prime rib.
Well, we got a good show for y'all tonight. Anyway, thank y'all for spending your prime time hour with us. There's a new type of ice cream out, and Father Footbear, you're probably the only one of us who even won't try it. Are they cleaning out the White House? Are they throwing the baby out with the water? What's going on there? We'll talk about that a little bit. Drewski really upset some folks. I don't know if you guys
think it.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to show this. I loved it, too. I still didn't know who it was till I read. And then Powerball Mania. It's the United States of America. What holiday is it, nerd? Did you look it up? I forgot to look it up.
Look it up.
No, there's only one. Bowling League.
Jamie, how are you?
Bowling League. Bowling Day. You know what? I got a head like a bowling ball. So
you do. Jamie, how are you?
I've been great. Look, getting ready. I'm so excited about Saturday. First time in the history, Arkansas versus Arkansas State in football.
Oh, that is Saturday.
Yeah. Wow. And they will not want to play us again for another 100 years because Arkansas is going to stomp a mud hole in them.
What if they actually did win?
They won't.
They won't.
I mean, what if I actually dropped 100 pounds?
I mean,
you were 100 pounds lighter at one point.
Speaking of being 100 pounds lighter. There's the Fortin Bay that's 100 pounds lighter. Hey, Wes, what's going on, brother? How are you
doing? Fine. I am doing fine. I am happy to be here. Glad to see y'all today.
I think he's happy.
He's happier than shit.
It doesn't seem natural, though. It seems forced.
No,
I think after we made fun of him.
Tell him how happy you are.
I am so very happy.
He was not forced to be here.
No, I was not forced to be here. I wasn't.
Now, there's a happy man right there. Oh, okay. Lardy Mar, the bourbon
Cheers,
nerd.
Cheers, everybody. Welcome. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Calm down.
I'll tell you what, you two right there. Yeah, I'm surprised everybody just don't tune out after I get the whips one. Gary,
they love it.
Gary, could you bring them back in? All this energy. We need some energy.
Well, I'm just glad to be here. It's a fine time here. Thank you all, Pationians.
Fine time on prime
look,
time.
I'm all hearts here. All hearts
man,
here.
All man, hearts. Man. I
look,
love
hit
that.
That heart button just like I'm wearing them on my eyes.
And it matches your shirt.
And make sure you get your eyes checked because you always want to be able to watch the patio. Mm-hmm. There you go.
I just like glasses.
I can't even find a holiday for today. You're right, nerd.
It's bowling league day.
It's the patio holiday.
Bowling league day. But bowling league shirts are pretty sweet, though. They're back in style.
I love to bowl.
They are back in style. I think we're not being style.
I mean, honestly, bowling league shirts are just...
I like Wendy bowling league shirts.
Are just mechanic shirts nice. That are clean.
Yes, they are. They are.
That's all they are.
We do bowling league shirts.
We
that
do.
Would be awesome. I could get father so on my name tag.
When's the last time y'all been bowling?
Huh.
Oh, my God.
Two years ago, a year and a half.
Yeah, Good
Black,
Friday.
Good
Black
Friday.
I said Black Friday.
We went Good Friday. We went Good Friday bowling.
I took bowling as an elective in college.
Look,
were you any good at
it? Yeah, it actually raised my score by like 30 pins or points or whatever.
I can do that just by drinking beer.
I know that, and
like
that's
a pitcher of beer brings my
that probably score lower mine.
So I do bowling like I do when I used to play Tiger Woods on the Wii.
Oh, you spit it?
No.
It's fine.
When I would make a good shot, I'd reward myself with a drink.
Oh, nice.
If I made a bad shot, I'd punish myself with a drink.
So you're like John Daly, huh?
Yes.
Everybody drank.
Yeah.
Only he wore shoes. I think Marty's barefoot when we bowled.
So. Not bowling.
Tiger Woods was the greatest golf game ever. Tiger Woods on Wii was next level.
I don't know.
I wasn't a fan.
Of Tiger Woods?
Not on Wii.
Man, being able to swing your own club?
Overrated.
Just a swinging.
I never heard about that one.
Tiger Woods on weed would also be good.
On weed.
I swear that.
terrible. There was a new one I played a couple years ago. I think it was Rory McIlroy. He wasn't on weed.
You don't have Tiger Vision though, does it?
Yeah.
Like, I used to skip work so me and Scoff could play Tiger Woods. Oh,
I think that was the only game I played on Xbox because that's it was.
I was at work one day. He called me. He said, "Taiwoo." I said, "I'll be in a little bit."
Oh man, that Tiger Vision was nothing. I mean, it started. And also, you get the hole in one, your heart start beating, boom, 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 boom.
You remember my character had a mohawk?
Yeah, you did, and he also golfed in sandals, like
and Marty. Sandals, yes.
I don't think they could be barefoot, could they?
No, they could be barefoot. Are we getting down to the rabbit hole?
No, that's okay, because I was envisioning a video game inspired by the new Happy Gilmore, where they do all them crazy things out there with the golf ball. That'd be kind of cool.
That's like Hot Shots Golf. I think that's a game on like PS1 or PS2 where goofy things happen, like things are on the way.
Yeah, I think so. Here's what's inside the new ice cream presented by Frida. You ever heard of Frida? A new ice cream flavor inspired by breast milk is drumming up chatter across the country.
You got to get that colostrum.
Old Fellas Ice Cream Company in Frida.
Old Fellas.
A baby product company teamed up to make breast milk inspired ice cream in celebration of Frida's new 2-in-1 manual breast pump. Okay.
I mean, I guess it's if they're like Benjamin Button, it'd be okay.
I immediately think of the Dave Chappelle skit where it was P. Diddy and he had the people go get Cambodian breast milk.
Yeah.
He goes, nothing but the finest Cambodian breast milk. I know that. They like pick him up on the couch and carry him off.
Looking back. That's probably some accuracy to that crazy. Yeah, probably was. Kind of like the Simpsons.
You know, he did the skit where he was who was the peed on people?
The what?
Who was it that was the pissing on
folks? R. Kelly.
R. Kelly, yep. R. Kelly said, "How you gonna do a skit pissing on folks?" He said, "How you really gonna do it?"
Didn't he have one where it was superimposed, like it happened and then all of a sudden it was gone? Like what?
Oh, Frida breast milk ice cream.
Isn't Frida like the chick with the one eyebrow? Like,
no, I think it's a breast pump company. But can you imagine? How do you get to this?
Raise your hand if you would try it.
I should know the four braves with. But both look, of them. Both of them. They didn't even hesitate. They tried to have.
They didn't even look at each other.
No, they didn't. But you're in a marketing meeting. You go, "I got a great idea how we're going to market this." What are you going to do? We're going to create breast milk ice cream.
What? So you wouldn't try it?
What? No, I couldn't do that.
Why? It's good for you.
I'm sure it is. As a baby, it is. But I mean, are they just?
All right, well, here's what it says.
Is there a farm for these women, is there a farm?
They walk them under the pumps.
It's like the ice cream where they have the name of the cow.
Do they get organ tilth?
They just
organ
got random women pumping and selling down milk.
According to Frida, the breast milk ice cream has a sweet and salty flavor and will be available for a limited time at Old Fellas New York Ice Cream Shop. I wonder if we can order some of that.
Oh no.
I'll see if we can order some.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we could try it on.
Me and Wes make banana split. Yeah. Yeah.
Do we eat it like on the same plate and everything? You know?
Oh,
geez. No, because if I like it, I want all of it.
Yeah, I'm going to share a banana split.
I want all the breast milk to myself.
It doesn't say it's made with
breast. I make milkshake.
Yeah, I'm waiting for you to do the old lemon because of the breast thickness.
Okay, here we go. Although the version in Frida's is from cows, colostrum is also present in human breast milk, and according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention,
nailed it.
It is high in nutrients and antibodies.
It ain't real.
So yeah, I'd eat it because it ain't no vanilla ice cream.
It's vanilla ice cream.
It's salty vanilla ice cream.
It's not human. It's a cow breast.
The cow breast.
That ruined my whole thing.
Udders. It's called an udder. So it's just regular ice cream. This is
Martin. This is a cow walking by. Looks bad.
This thing's dragging the ground.
look at that little sweater puppet, Rogan.
I wonder what the
now I'm upset.
Like the what is it? The allergen statement at the end is like contains milk. Human excrement. What would it say?
Human excrement?
No, yeah. It said this is regular old ice cream.
That's what it's going to say now. Yeah. Sam make contain milk.
You know what?
Okay, but think about something. Isn't all milk, if this can be considered breast milk ice cream, isn't all milk and all ice cream could be considered breast milk?
No, because you got almond milk.
There's almond milk.
Almond milk is not milk. Almond milk is water that's soaked in with some almonds.
The almond
what about,
milk.
What about the Kingpin movie?
There's coconut, coconut milk.
There coconut milk. Coconut milk, I guess.
Yeah, coconut milk.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's
Vermonter milk.
There's half and half.
Real milk.
There's buttermilk.
It's just more churned milk.
Oh, it's chocolate milk.
There's chocolate milk. I love chocolate milk.
I love some chocolate
milk. And you got cinnamon milk.
But would you do chocolate breast milk?
Yeah, probably.
It's regular old milk.
Borden did it. Borden makes the best chocolate milk.
Yeah, you talked me into it.
All right, I'm going to show y'all a video. There's a conspiracy theory going around about the White House right here of them throwing something out this window. I thought it was a cat at first. Doesn't look like a cat.
It was the Epstein Files.
Probably a bag of weed. They found some.
Found what's his name? Cocaine.
Did you hear what he said, though?
He said it was AI generated.
Yeah, those windows don't even open.
He said,
which actually makes a good point. Yeah. Why would the windows open in the White House?
Apparently, they're really super heavy, too.
You know what? If you look at it.
Or that could be him and Ivanya arguing or something. You know,
she but what would he throw out her wig? She got a wig or something?
Well, she's just throwing his stuff out.
Well, this primetime thing's not working. We got few of you. We up against some heavy hitters.
I was like, you know what? Let's go back to 6:30.
Our run in primetime may be short-lived. We'll try it one more week. But what do y'all think? Why is this even a thing?
Because of Trump.
Yes.
They even said he died this weekend.
Yeah, because
he wasn't on TV for 2 days.
So me and somebody at work discussed this. Would you be more surprised if A, he was on the Epstein Files, or B, Bill Clinton was not on the Epstein Files?
That Bill Clinton was not.
That's easy.
It would not. Even if he's on it,
I bet you Hillary's on it too.
So the reason why Trump's always in the news and on stuff like this, because he's got two major factions that feel very strongly about him. One that really loves him and, you know, kind of worships where he goes. And the other side that just absolutely can't stand him.
Love and hate. It's the same side.
Have any of you guys watched this Jubilee thing? A couple weeks ago, they had Charlie Kirk on there. They just had Patrick Bet-David on there. He's a capitalist versus anti-capitalist. They basically put one guy in the middle and these folks take turns trying to debunk what they say. Mm-hmm. Well, whatever liberal people they put, this is supposed to be a liberal show. Whatever liberal people they get put up there, just get their lunch eat. You got to go check it out. These anti-capitalists were wow.
So, has anybody seen the Tucker Carlson interview of John Daly? It is wonderful. If you hadn't,
I have not.
Mm. It is wonderful. He says caffeine and nicotine equals protein. He used to drink 21 Diet Cokes a day.
Yeah.
And he talked about it. It's really funny.
I would really like to see the John Daly LFTP interviews. What I would like to see.
Yes.
So we can probably make it happen.
We have discussed this before, and I think I was the only one that my dream golf partner would be John Daly.
I agree.
I'd still be Tiger. I mean, that's just great. John Daly would be fun. But
I mean, next to John Daly would be Bill Murray.
Yes, that would be.
Yeah, Bill Murray was. I don't know. Bill Murray's funny, but I bet you he'd be like not very nice either.
I don't think he would be either.
He seems. I read a story about Bill Murray though that he never had an agent. He just had a landline voicemail box.
Yes,
and people would call, and if he would listen, he'd never respond to you unless he wanted to do a job.
Yeah,
they'd pitch him something, and he would listen to it. Maybe.
What about Jordan? What about Jordan?
What about Jordan?
I mean, would he be a fun golf partner?
Jordan tried to take your money.
Jordan would try to take your money. Or
Charles Barkley. Would Charles Barkley be better?
No, I feel bad for
Kid Rock.
Kid Rock, yeah.
Kid Rock.
Oh, that's who's the name. Oh, Kid Rock's in the
Phil Mickelson.
In the Carson Tucker.
I watched that.
John Daly interview.
Yeah.
Rock's there too.
Peyton Manning would be a fun golf partner.
How would you get past that forehead?
Arch Manning.
Uncle Rico.
Greta Thunberg is back in the news, boys and girls. If y'all remember, we talked about the flotilla gorilla as she was headed to Gaza. She's back on the flotilla, headed to Gaza again.
You got that up syndrome.
I heard she got a really bad haircut recently. Like, it looks bad.
You've got to show it.
Whoa!
We got to see.
Oh, what happened? What did I do?
I don't know.
Bring that up?
It showed up for a second.
It showed up.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, it broke the screen. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, what happened?
What did I do here?
I don't know, but that is
like, that looks like I would let.
That is a not very attractive haircut.
Oh Lord,
she looks like a Dutch boy.
She does. She does.
But that isn't that how she always looked?
She was cute. No, no, is she?
Yeah,
yeah, like, he looked better when
I mean, she looked like Corky from Different Strokes. Was that their name?
Look how happy Corky, she is.
Corky from One and Different Strokes. Corky, the
that boat
different using. World. No, not Different World. That's the all black world. World.
That no, boat. No, no, no. What the hell was it? What was the name of that show? It had the chick with glasses that was really hot too. His sister, right?
That boat was using petroleum.
We talking about three different shows. We got five shows. I was thinking to say something else, and I know it wasn't right.
Look, she got
oh, that was in the last one. I think oh, the one where well, the guy moved in with that knuckle and belly. Go get him, Greta. Yeah. Go get him, Greta.
She is a Dutch boy.
Jesus Christ. Corky got in a fight in West Philadelphia. That's what
where was born Ray.
Then he went to college and had flip-up shades. Apparently so. And his dad was a guy to college.
Oh, most famous flip-up shades were from Different World.
That's what he talked about. Yeah. We talked about it. Yeah. Where we're gone wrong shows on
purpose. Yeah, you guys messed him up. What was his name? Dwayne Wang?
Dwayne Wang, yep.
Dwayne Wang.
Yep.
What was his girlfriend's name, the southern chick in that show?
I don't know what show we're talking about now.
Jasmine.
Yep. Oh, you're talking about like Aladdin?
Different
you're
world.
Talking about Different World.
Yeah.
What we're talking about...
No, Jasmine was his.
We're talking about where his mom Roseanne worked at a factory.
So, let me show y'all another interesting video. Y'all know who this might be?
Might be me.
It looks like a real American hero.
No, I know who that is. And this is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
What is this? Hold on.
Is that a Bush Light dude?
No, that looks like what's his face? The singer, the rapper.
Who?
The guy with all the tattoos on his face.
Post Malone?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Post Malone.
Not what if Malone. I told you that's an African-American man?
What? Really? He has pulled the Robert Downey Jr.
Yes, he has.
Oh, who
he
is
got
it?
The fake tan or tan lines and everything.
He hit the fake tan line.
This guy right here.
Oh, I've seen that guy. That is awesome. I've seen that guy
that's
before.
That's Drewski. He's hilarious. Yeah. You know, him and Roll Tide Willie. There he is. He went to NASCAR.
Look at the fake tan line.
Yes, that's great.
That's classic.
That he is.
Dude, he fit in. Everybody loved him.
Well, he would have fit in without looking like that. Wait,
hey, the way he carries himself.
Yeah, hey, he would have.
Now he's living. That's American Dream. We are down to 10 viewers.
We are down to him.
Primetime is not working for us.
I would hang out with Drewski.
Yeah, I would. Period. Yeah, hang out with him either way.
He's even got bruises on him. That word makeup's rubbing on.
I'm almost certain I've hung out with people just like that.
I'm sure I have.
So, yeah, all these people are upset.
People up in arms about it?
I don't know, because they're overly sensitive.
Look, I think that is awesome.
I do, too.
That was awesome, yeah.
I think it's just hilarious.
It's good times.
He fit in. Nobody got mad. Nobody got hurt.
No.
They just...
Could you imagine he'll sit in the middle of NASCAR like halfway through? He goes, "I have a surprise." So it's like a
is he a dude playing another dude?
It's like Clayton Bigsby. Somebody goes,
Clayton Bigsby.
You know your face.
College football kicked off last weekend, and we got the NFL starting tomorrow night. There were a lot of big upsets this past weekend. None worse than what occurred to the Alabama Crimson Tide.
They still cry.
They are. They are now ranked 22. I can't remember last time they were out of the top 10.
What is more egregious, them still being ranked or Florida State going up to 13th?
They look good.
They did.
Their quarterback.
But they look good against apparently a bad team.
The number 18.
They did.
Oh, there we go. They did beat the number 18.
I think it's more egregious that they're still ranked.
Why? Yeah, too.
Yeah.
Right,
that's
why. So why did Texas dropped like 8 spots
because
they lost number 2 team. Look good.
They got 3. Someone ranked them 3, but they should be number 1 now. Good. So whatever.
Yeah.
We all know Arch. We saw Arch was.
Uncle Rico struggled.
We pulled the wool over people's eyes. You know, pulled it back out. They had the wool on it. We took it.
Yeah,
off.
You took the wool off.
We de-wooled them.
Do you remember? Saban's first year at Alabama. Do you know who he lost to?
Oh, God. Yeah. Louisiana Monroe.
You know who he played this weekend?
Louisiana Monroe.
Louisiana Monroe.
Oh, Louisiana Monroe going
to
get it.
Look at Maple out. Lose to Louisiana Monroe this week. Let me make sure I got that right.
They're going
to
cancel us this season. Look at me
pulling out the, hey, the
old... Who remembers who the coach was before Saban?
Was it
Shula?
Yep, they played Louisiana Monroe 6:45 Saturday.
Oh.
I'll guarantee you that dude does not make another week.
What's the spread on that game?
It's off the board.
It's off the board.
They have no idea how to bet it.
Because if it was like a plus 30 something, I'd take Louisiana Monroe.
Yeah, when I looked the night, it was off the board. But yes, we are.
Something like that. I think they would.
I hope they win.
Another big North Carolina. That, I mean, I don't think it's surprising about that they lost, but it's the way they lost.
Well, they lost.
Slaughtered.
Wow. Yeah, I heard this was the last time North Carolina lost this bad on opening weekend. Bill Belichick's girlfriend was 11.
I heard the same thing. But you know what about old Belichick? But
that was only like 10 years ago, guy.
That dude woke up next morning after that loss. He got his phone. Pulled up all his bank accounts, all them zeros.
Yeah,
and he rolled over and looked to his left, and he goes,
I saw the new Jordan logo was like a silhouette of them two together.
She looked kind of rough. Did y'all see her at the game?
She ain't that hot. No, I think Belichick could do better.
For a 70-year-old?
I mean,
that's a hell of a
point. I mean, does it make her hotter that because of the age difference? I don't understand.
And let's be quite honest. What's more attractive, a 35-year-old woman or a 20-year-old woman?
To me, a 41-year-old woman named Whitney.
Good answer.
Point being, they're not a woman until they're in their 30s.
That's
at least.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right, Jamie.
Good answer.
I mean, what could they even have in common?
They don't. I mean, they both breathe air.
They both like money.
American, they hold on a second. Let me find it real quick. They asked ChatGPT to name the best fast food restaurants in America.
Oh,
and maybe I'm in the wrong one.
ChatGPT
is this like the best?
Hello, Patty.
Like,
what are you doing?
Like the best food or like the best price, the best value,
the best quality?
Taco Bell.
The overall best, or what are we judging this on?
Best gut bombs?
Best. You just asked, what's the best? ChatGPT, which fast food chain is actually cheapest now? Okay.
Cheapest.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Cookout's pretty cheap.
Cookout's
expensive.
No, it's cheap.
Yes. It is. For cheap. 10 bucks, you get like two sides, a big hamburger, a drink.
Cookout's cheap. Wendy's. Taco Bell is the cheapest fast food chain.
Is it really?
They still got like a dollar menu.
And if you use their app, you get
rewards.
Yeah, you do. Other ones that made the list. Where the hell?
It's got to be McDonald's still, even though it's really high.
Well, I'd say like Wendy's because I get the $5 Biggie Bag. Biggie Bag.
We don't have the Jack in the Box. You can get two tacos for 90 cents.
Yeah, but that's not a meal, though.
I want the Big Back, bag is what I want.
Panera Bread. We don't have one. Wendy's apparently still has
the Big Back
dollar menu. Pizza Hut, which we don't have one here either. McDonald's. Yeah, if you got the app at McDonald's and Sonic, you can do real good.
I got Marty on that one.
I tried to quit.
So,
Big back bag.
Someone should pull up and say that. See what they do.
You can roll into Taco Bell, get four items from their value meal, which is like $2 each.
Yeah.
If you got bottled the water, you roll out your eat for $8.
I mean, what's their cheapest things on that? You get a bean burrito.
I mean, can't you get like one of boxes for like $12?
Let's look at
the cheap stuff on the menu. I know you can get a bean burrito and a soft pocket for cheap. Like
12 tacos for
the grande meal.
Yeah, the grande meal for like $12.
Here's the Craven's value meal.
I can eat grande meal myself.
Cheesy melt grilled steak burritos, $3. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good price for
a cheesy roll up's $1.29.
That's a cheesy bean and rice burrito is my favorite thing there. It's like $1.29.
Cheesy bean and rice burrito is $1.59. But you're right. That's cheap.
That is. That's cheap.
And they're big.
They are big.
Do we have one around here?
Taco Bell?
Taco Bell, yes.
Okay.
Three cheese melt chicken flatbread.
I also like spicy potato taco.
What's that?
Oh, yeah. That's cheap. That's $1.39. You do know that dollar menu.
Is the beefy 5-layer burrito still on there?
The taco
beefy five layer burrito.
That's like $4.
Is that $4 now?
As big as this cup.
The beefy five layer burrito?
Yeah, it's expensive.
Oh, it used to be cheap.
The grill stuff burrito, and I changed it.
I'm gonna tell you this: that Cantina chicken quesadilla is on fire. The beefy five layer burrito is $5.
Jeez, that used to be on the dollar menu a long time ago. You remember that?
At least $2.49.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, let's see what that Mexican pizza is. $6.39.
Oh, you gotta get that in a meal deal. You can't buy that by itself, or it's gonna eat you up.
Yeah,
you gotta combo that.
Favorite things that was there that they don't do anymore is the double decker taco.
Yeah, that was good. I believe they had the beans on the outside with the soft taco,
but it's not the same.
It's a cheesy gordita crunch. It was cheese on the outside with meat.
They do, Jamie. They have a steaky cheese street chalupa, and they basically have a taco wrapped in a. No, they have a chalupa wrapped. Okay.
They need a
double stack taco. They got it right here.
That's not.
It is
a bean burrito.
Where is it? Right here, right there.
I think that's cheese on the outside.
No, it's not beans, that's cheese.
It's a double decker taco, is where you have beans on the outside. Hard shell taco. Yeah, they need
cheesy gordita crust. That's it.
They need to bring back the chili that's cheese beans. Burrito.
No, that's cheese.
No, that's cheese.
That's beans.
That's cheese.
Why would it call cheesy gordita crust?
Yeah, you got to bring back the chili cheese burrito. You need to bring back the enchilito.
Oh, the enchilito. That was fire.
Look at that Cantina chicken quesadilla, $7. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
I do like the Cantina chicken though. I like the green sauce. I just like the green sauce.
$3.25. You can get the quesadilla at night.
Verde.
It's really good.
Now McDonald's on the app, if you get like a spicy McChicken, you can get done for
$1. What is the best standalone sandwich at McDonald's?
Oh, I know. I wouldn't even know. I don't ever eat
quarter pounder.
I will take the Big Mac. I will take the Big Mac over quarter pounder.
What about double quarter pounder?
I'm
gonna say the hot spicy.
Now McDouble's pretty fire too. I mean,
for the price,
McDouble's pretty good and hot spicy.
I remember Gary. Remember we was playing wiffle ball. We were betting sandwiches.
I
ended up buying you. I owed you like five hot spicy.
Yeah. I love hot and spicy with ketchup and mayonnaise. Ketchup and mayonnaise.
Now, like, I'll tell you right now, my son back there, he'll crush some Wendy.
You call him Wes, your son?
Yeah.
Wes got phone.
His name's Westerford.
My son in there, he loves some crystals.
I like some crystal gut bombs.
See, I was a kid, steam crystal.
I love crystal.
It depends on the time.
I'll tell you what, though, and I always go the extra mile and get them chili cheese fries and mess my night up. Them chili cheese fries look so good on that
The
menu.
Only time I've ever White Castle was at Nashville that night. We came back for that.
I never had that.
Oh, yeah. You said us.
You were unconscious.
We bought 42 White Castle.
I know, and I'll probably pay for half. I didn't get one of them.
Look, White Castles taste a lot like crystal.
It's Crystal's.
Their fries are better. I'll say White Castle's fries are way better.
But now you talk about chili cheese fries.
Crystal's, I think they just pull the fries to the floor.
You know what, Marty? We should get that old Dominic 8-year out again. It just now is released on the shelves. People are seeing it on shelves.
Well, my God.
I got one. Somebody brought it to me.
Old Dominic 8?
Old Dominic 8, yes.
Oh, good. Well, you had it here first.
Yep.
You did. I did. Bourbon Nerd, let's talk about that for a minute. The old Dominic 8-year, you know, at first we were not a big fan. Now we pretty much like it. It's only $60.
So this is our media bottle?
Our media bottle. Our one and only. Do you
glass or no?
No, I don't.
I need glass too.
Hey, it's a friend.
All right, we're going to share them pours.
Jeez, this is like a.
I cut this one in half.
Martin's trying to get in your britches.
He is.
He going to run if he does. He's going to be like Getty running from. He's going to be like Bigfoot running from down.
He ain't going to get as good as he
got. He got that booger sugar.
I changed my mind.
And look, y'all. Look, go tomorrow night. Gary will debut. He's got a new channel.
Everybody go check it out.
Go check it out. Black Knight Activities Network.
Yep.
Network. He'll be calling some football games.
Gary, can you send a link?
I will send a link somehow. I'll figure that out. But yeah, we'll Marty definitely.
Look, we've hit that bottle pretty hard after we opened about a month ago.
It got better.
It did get better.
We had to breathe.
Now that we know Wes has one, we'll drink his.
I don't have anything.
Come on.
I don't have anything bad to say.
I'll stop giving a shout out to Joe Stevens Comedy because Joe Stevens is our
lone night hawk out there.
He is our lone survivor.
Appreciate it.
There's 10 people there. Boy, I don't know. This prime time might not be working
for a second. Yeah.
I did see that.
Y'all want to do some Family Feud?
Oh, we haven't had forever.
All right.
So how are we going to do it?
Here's what we're going to do.
We're going to do a little different.
You got to go around one at a time again.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, you got to go one at a time.
We're going to do it one at a time, and then we're going to keep score. And y'all ain't going to be able to see what's going on, but I'm going to keep score.
Oh, well, while you're doing that, can I give a shout-out to Jonathan and Julie?
No, you can't.
Who brought me my eight?
Please.
No.
Okay, no.
Well, nobody out here knows Jonathan Julian, and they are not listening. Apparently, if they are, we are in bad shape. We are in bad shape. We
don't take this connection.
We do not know Jonathan Julian, and if they're watching, that means the people that normally watch us are not.
Okay. We're giving a shout out to Josephus Comedy.
Yes,
one of our sponsors.
I do want to give a shout out to Robert Gray. He is in the hospital.
Oh,
so prayers for you, Robert Gray. Hopefully you get to better soon.
Yes, sir.
Clearly, Robert's not watching either.
He was. He was in the chat. That's when I called him.
Oh. Thank you, Robert.
So we've got
Robert Gray's in the hell of the
flatline. Robert Flatline. Oh, shit.
Poor Robert Gray.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's in the hospital.
Poor guy.
That's somebody, senior sipper out there. All right. Look. We definitely had fewer listeners than this one been live before. This is weird. Yes. Maybe we do go back to 11:30, 6:30.
11:30.
Gary, you are first here, Gary.
Okay. Right.
That's
me.
A woman should probably not do what while she's 9 months pregnant?
Roller skate.
That's not an answer.
Oh.
Wes, what should a woman not do when she's 9 months pregnant?
Lift weights.
Lift anything heavy.
Y'all are terrible at this,
man.
Jamie, what should a woman
drink?
Okay, that's number two on the list.
Oh,
how's that? Like, she should do that 1 month pregnant.
Not drinking is not
and then,
on my list.
Marty, what should a woman not do when she's 9 months
pregnant? I know the other answer.
People said that.
They're actually supposed to do that.
So the number one answer
fly
was smoke. Sports and was bungee jump doing sports.
Bungee jump.
Smoke was seven, dance work three, fly travel three. All right. Since Jamie won that one, he gets to go first.
Okay.
Name a U.S. state where people say y'all. What's a U.S. state people say y'all?
Texas.
That's number one answer at 37 points.
Yay, Jamie.
Marty, name a U.S. state people say y'all.
Arkansas.
Yes, that's right. With five, it's way down the list. Gary.
I'm going to say Mississippi then. Sorry.
Not on the list. Sorry, buddy. Man, you are not on the board. And then we got Wes, who's what you got over here, Wes?
Well, I'm Yorkie.
He wants the same one.
I want Yorkie, so I'm going to say Georgia.
All right. You get 11 for Georgia.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know if she's listening.
Like I think we keep a drone.
Yep. All right. So, Jamie, keep the board. The board. Name something you try to get rid of that always comes back.
Herpes.
Illness? Yes, it's on the board. There we go. Illness. That's number two on the board. Marty, what is something you try to get rid of always comes back?
Ex-girlfriend.
Ooh.
Oh, good answer. Oh.
Gary, what is something you all try to get rid of and always comes back?
Kids.
Yes. Gary, you are terrible at this. Wes, what is something you try to get rid of and always comes back?
I have no idea. I'm lost on this one.
They're terrible at this.
Yes, I am. I'm horrible at this.
All right. It's number one was my mouse is stuck. My mouse is stuck. Number one was weight.
Okay. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. Come on. Keep the board, baby.
Yeah,
keep the board.
Yeah, we're going to do like five of these. How much are we getting?
We're getting some more.
Name something you wish you could tell your husband, but you're afraid it will end the marriage.
I cheated.
20 points for I cheated. That's number three on the board.
Number three? I forget behind that.
All right, Marty, you have a chance to move on up the board.
Husband, Marty?
What would you tell your husband?
I'm a man.
Afraid?
I spent all our money.
Oh.
We're broke. That's number two answer number on the two. Board, Marty. What? All right. Gary,
I know the answer.
What is something?
I know what the answer is, too.
I'm pregnant.
Ding, 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 ding.
You are terrible.
How is that not number one?
It's not. Wes, what is the number one answer?
I'm gay.
Boy, you and Gary suck at
man,
this.
These answers are like,
oh. Jamie, no, Marty controls the board.
Marty
now.
Controls the board.
Marty controls the board.
What was the reward?
Let's go now.
Lame old lover. You're not good in bed.
I thought about
that. Oh, I'm a Gary.
I'm like, okay.
I would not care.
All right, here we go. Marty, number top 7 answers on the board. Number one is Big by Mile. If a wife is studying to become a doctor, what might she practice on her husband? If she's studying to become a doctor, what might she practice on her husband?
Oh, I know why I answer.
Checking his heart rate.
Yeah,
that's good. That's good.
Would that be an exam?
No. Yeah, I call it an exam.
You call it an exam? Well, then that's number one answer. I wouldn't have called it an exam.
That's an exam.
It is. Gary, if a wife is studying to be a doctor, what might she practice on her husband?
Sponge bathing.
Yay!
Wrong answer.
I got one.
Gary has not answered one yet. Wes, your turn.
What is not right answers?
Well, we already said exam.
Yes. Well, prostate. You know, check prostate.
Prostate exam. Right. She's not being a proctologist.
Jamie.
Fellatio.
That's not on the board. Number two was CPR. Shots with three.
You can't promote CPR.
Break a rib.
Mouth to mouth.
I'm still
all right. Marty. Marty.
Last one. I got 75.
Fill in the blank right here. All right. Ready? Girl blank. Girl blank.
Power.
Number one answer at 43. Looky there. Gary, fill in the blank. Girl what?
Girl please.
He said that was his wrist bent.
All right, Wes, girl blank.
Own girl.
No, that's
girl. You're showing the wrong person. And clearly he misunderstood the assignment.
Yeah, he gets 0 points. Jamie, you girl blank.
Points for switching the order.
Jamie, girl blank.
Pride.
Y'all are terrible too. Girl talk, girlfriend, girl boss, and girl bye.
Girlfriend, girl, I should have said that. That was a good one.
Really,
girl bye. I said girl please.
I was going to say.
All right, Marty is still up right here.
Man, you're getting
up on me.
Marty's still he's up on everybody.
Oh, I can't use that one.
It must have been a setup.
This must be an anti-Gary list right here.
No. You and Wes have your own anti.
This is a great one.
Because them
two will say never. Name a time when you tell your partner to be quiet, Marty. Name a time.
I think it's the first
bedtime.
Okay, that's number three.
All right.
11 points.
Marty said,
Gary, never.
Never.
Okay, Wes, when's the time you tell your partner?
I got number one.
When I'm working on something.
Mm. All right, Jamie, here's your chance to reclaim the board.
Football game.
Watching TV, probably.
Yeah, yeah, watch the TV.
Give him TV time for football game?
I will.
That's a live.
Yeah, that's number one answer at 49. Yeah, TV time.
I figured it was.
So Jamie's back control. We're going to do like two more of these because look, this primetime thing has sucked. Let's see.
You've done great with the camera, by the way.
Yeah. What do. Name something kids are taught about Abraham Lincoln. What's something kids are talking about Abraham Lincoln?
They never told a lie.
Honesty. That's number two.
Honest answer. Abe. Yeah.
Marty, what is something?
That what people... president he was.
That's right. Number one answer.
That is not bulletproof.
And then...
Gary, what?
My man didn't wear a helmet. Something
kids are taught about Abe Lincoln. We're going to do one more.
The Gettysburg Address.
No, it's not there.
No, it's not there.
Gary, you really have no.
Well, I have no point.
These people aren't smart enough.
Okay, abolitionist.
Yeah, I was going to say that too.
See, I feel like you're going to say I'm about to say Retzler.
Wow.
There? Is Retzler on there?
Not know
no, but Marty has reclaimed the lead. This will be the last final question.
And 7 years ago.
Oh, maybe this is a good one. There's only four answers on the board.
Top four answers on the board.
Top four answers are on the board. Which North Pole resident is most likely to become jealous of Santa's powers? Number one answer was at 45.
Can't be caught.
Gary.
Mrs. Santa.
All right, you are on the board with 8 points.
It's his first time on the board.
With 8 points.
Eight points, baby.
Craig.
Craig, who?
Okay, you might be worse than Derek. I'm not giving you that, but anyway,
negative points.
Jamie.
Cornelius, a little dude with a pickaxe.
That's an L.
Oh,
yeah. You can't say the L.
UConn.
Jack Frost and Rudolph were the final two.
I thought about the snowman.
Let me add up y'all's points.
I got 8 points. I added them up.
You have eight. You did have eight.
How many you get, Wes?
Zero.
He got 17. Wes, I can add his up. You and Jamie got a lot of points. Jamie has 163.
Whoa. You beat me, though, because you had one that was the number one answer.
Marty has 263
points. Ooh, go Marty. Yeah. Go Marty.
And there was not even a stripes category in this thing.
No. No,
oh, yeah. He went on a stretch. Zero is what got him. They won 100 points. Okay. Man, I don't know about this primetime thing. This ain't working.
I think there's a lot going on tonight. I really do.
Play us out.
All right, Marty. Marty, hit that button. I'm going to go to the stream yard up here. Thank y'all all for joining us, by the way.
Yeah.
What? Hey, Joe Seymour Comedy, our No Limit Soldier. We appreciate it.
Well,
yes, thank you for watching tonight. If you did watch, I know there's a lot going on. See you next week.
Gary. Yeah, go out there and tell your friends we're still here. We just changed times. Just come on down.
We may be coming back.
Marty,
come back.
Yeah. See y'all next time.
Hey, guys, life's in the patio.
How long?
It ain't over yet. We got 10 seconds left. But thanks for hit that like button on your way out. Still trying to figure out this thing.
Jeff Castle shows up. Show with Proof shows up. Oh, Urban Legend shows up.